7 O'Clock Stories by Robert Gordon Anderson. Fifth Night, The Toy Man. Farmer Green has a man who helps him plow, feed the cows and horses, and with all the work on the farm. His name is Frank, but Jehoshaphat, Marmaduke, and Hepzibiah call him The Toy Man. Winter nights, around the fire, he makes wonderful toys for them. His knife is like a fairy's wand. With it, he whittles boats for Jehoshaphat, kites for Marmaduke, and dolls for Hepzibiah. He paints them pretty colors, too, so I think they gave him the right sort of nickname when they called him the Toy Man. He hasn't many clothes, and no house of his own, and no relatives of any sort. He isn't exactly a handsome man, but the three happy children love the Toy Man very much. Yesterday, he sat by the edge of the pond. On one side sat Jehoshaphat, Marmaduke, and Big Rover. On the other side sat Hepzibiah, Brownie, and little yellow Wienerwurst. They were all looking down at the water of the pond. It was very clear. "Keep still, Wienerwurst," said the Toy Man, "or you will scare the fishes." They were swimming through the waters. Near the banks were little baby fishes, hundreds of them called minnows. They had a nickname, too, minnies. Out farther, once in a while, the children saw a fish shining like gold. It was a sunfish, or sunny, as they sometimes called it. And the Toy Man told them all about these fishes, and the perch, too, and the long pickerel, and the wicked carp who hunts the other fish and kills them. Then, all at once, the Toy Man put his hands in his pockets. Mother Green says his pockets are like 10-cent stores. They are so full of all sorts of things. The three children watched him closely. First came a piece of wood with a fish line wound around it. Then, with his knife, he cut three poles, and near the top of each, a little notch. The fish lines were tied around the poles. At the other end, he put little curved fish hooks, and about 2 feet above them, little pieces of lead called sinkers. The sinkers were to keep the hooks near the bottom of the pond, where the fish stay most of the time. Then, from his pockets, the Toy Man took three pretty things, which he had made the night before. They were whittled of wood and shaped like lemons with sharper points. The red and blue one was tied on Jehoshaphat's line, the red and yellow one on Marmaduke's, and the blue and yellow one on little Hepzibiah's. "What are those pretty things?" asked Marmaduke. "Floaters," the Toy Man answered. "Watch, and you will see what we do with them. Now you keep still, you Wienerwurst, or we will put you back in the kennel," called the Toy Man to the little yellow dog, who felt very frisky and wanted to bark all the time. By the feet of the Toy Man was a tin can. He put it in his hand and pulled out a worm. This was put on Jehoshaphat's hook, another on Marmaduke's, and another on Hepzibiah's. Then the Toy Man threw the three hooks into the water. The two boys held their poles tight, but the Toy Man had to help little Hepzibiah hold her pole, for her hands were too small. "Now, quiet, everybody," said the Toy Man once more, and they all sat watching the red and blue, the yellow and blue, and the red and yellow floaters out on the water. "When the floater goes under, you will know that a fish is biting at the worm on the hook." The Toy Man had no sooner said this than he called out, "Watcher!" The red and yellow floater was pulled way under the water. The string on Marmaduke's pole tightened and the pole bent. Three times the floater went under the water. Then Marmaduke threw his pole back quickly and a hook came out of the water. On it, something wriggled. The thing fell plop into Hepzibiah's lap. She screamed while it flopped there. It was a little bigger than the Toy Man's hand and round and flat and shiny red and gold. No, it was not a goldfish. It was a sunfish. After the Toy Man had taken the sunfish from the hook and put another worm on it, he threw the line back into the water. Then all three children and the two dogs sat watching the little rings in the water around the floaters. Sometimes farther out, they saw larger rings, and a fish, feeling pretty happy because of the cool September weather, would jump out of the water and turn a somersault through the air. Then all of a sudden, the blue and yellow floater went under, and little Hepzebiah caught a sunfish too. Jehoshaphat felt disappointed because he was the oldest and hadn't caught any fish at all. But the afternoon was not gone when he felt a big tug at his line. It took him a long time to pull that fish in. When the hook came out of the water, a long, wriggly thing was on it. "Ooh, it's a snake!" screamed little Hepzebiah. "No, it's only an eel," said the toy man. "He won't hurt you." But he had to take it off Jehoshaphat's hook himself. The eel was so slippery and wriggled so. Before the sun went down, the children each had caught two fish. There were three sunfish, two perch, and the wriggly eel. The toy man cleaned them all, and Mother fried them with butter and flour in a pan. It was a good supper they had that night, for they had caught it themselves. When supper was over, three little heads were nodding, and soon the three happy children were taking a little sail way on into dreamland. That is a beautiful place where you would like to go too. So you had better follow them quickly. Perhaps you can catch up with them. Good night. End of chapter. Read by Jorge Acosta for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.